Hello and welcome to the Talk to Joe Guidance Podcast, where we talk to people in different careers and how they got there. For more information, follow me on Farley Career Guidance on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. Hello and welcome to the Talk to Joe Guidance Podcast. On the show today, I have Ellen Farnan, who works in animation. How are you doing, Ellen?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. So if you wouldn't mind telling the listeners a little bit about yourself, Ellen.
So I'm Ellen. I am a production coordinator for animated children's TV. I graduated in 2018 and worked in Kilkenny for an animation studio there called Lighthouse. I worked with them on two projects before moving to London and working with Cartoon Network on an upcoming show. And then I've ended up here in Belfast working with a lovely company called 16 South. And I'm working on two projects for them currently, which we're really excited to get going with.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you said that you're a producer. Can you tell me a little bit about what that job title is about?
Yeah, so pretty much once you're working in production for TV or both animated and non-animated, it's the day-to-day planning and sort of communication structures. So my job would be making sure that all the creative heads are in communication together, that we know where we are in the project, we know what tasks need to be met and hit. And it's a little bit of scheduling, it's a little bit of budgeting. It ends up being quite a wide variety of things that I do in my day to day. But it's really rewarding. I'm sorry, Joseph.
Yeah, you love your job.
It ends up being more of the day-to-day planning and the details of getting everyone working together and having a fantastic final product at the end.
Okay, I get you. Now, if I can take you back, Ellen, a couple of years ago, if you can kind of tell me about school and the kind of subjects you enjoyed.
Well, I guess in school, I adored art. I was pretty much really into it, and I was also really into English. Pretty much anything creative, I absolutely adored. I have to say, at the time, I wasn't that big with maths or with business.
Okay.
Which ends up 100% being part of what my day-to-day is now, but I was very much into the creative at school, into drawing and reading and all that.
Okay. So art was a big part of kind of your identity growing up, or even as part of your school life.
Very much. It was my favorite class.
Okay. Can tell the kind of listeners a little bit about the CAO and what you kind of remember about it, because I know that you were kind of tunnel vision in regards to animation. Like, what was the CAO like for you?
I was a bit of a weird one. I would have figured out early enough that animation was what I want to do. And I had the opportunity in fourth year and at a few points during the summer to check in with different companies, see if that's what I wanted to do. When I was applying for university, I went to IDT in Dunleary to do their animation course. For most animation courses, they require a portfolio on top of your Leaving Cert results.
Okay.
While studying for Leaving Cert, I was also putting together a collection of my best works, so life drawing and some of the projects I'd done in school and some of my own character designs for cartoons and any ideas I had. I basically just had to collect them all, put them together into a portfolio. And then the college had a portfolio day, which happened early enough in the year before the Leaving Cert really got in. So I knew my portfolio results before I sat my Leaving Cert, which was really good.
Okay.
So it took off a little bit of pressure for me.
Okay. And kind of what was college life like for you in Dunleary?
It was lovely. I really enjoyed it. I ended up with a great group of people who were just very like-minded. It's very project-based. It's very much continuous assessment. It was a mixture of practical courses. So we'd have project submission once a week. So that could be a walk cycle. It could be a leaf. It could be sort of building a 3D model in Maya or background. It was really varied, particularly for the first few years. They just give you a general introduction of all the different departments that you have the possibility of working with in animation.
Oh, wow. So it was a kind of jack of all trades. You were doing everything.
Yeah, we're just dipping the toes into everything and seeing what really hit, what you're sort of better at, you know, you'd go along with it and you'd find sort of your niche. And then in 4th year, you really got to specialize in that. So 4th year was our final year.
Okay.
And we pretty much had the option where there we'd specialize to build a portfolio so we'd be able to present it to the industry. And that could be work that you've built up over the year by working on projects. You could choose to direct your own short film, or you could choose to join one or two short films. And, you know, if you're interested in backgrounds, then you would take over maybe the backgrounds, the major backgrounds for the show, or if you were doing compositing, same thing. For me, I was really into production. So I ended up overseeing 2 of those projects. So I was in charge of just scheduling. I was overviewing, breaking down for all the scenes and the assets that need to be created to be able to feed back to the artists. And I was also working on a number of external projects for some charities at the same time in that final year. All of that accumulated together for my final results then.
Wow, it sounds like a busy year.
It was a busy year, but really rewarding. Just having that ability to find your niche and focus on it was extraordinarily gratifying.
Wow. Okay. And would you say that college kind of prepared you for your line of work?
Yes and no. For my own personal niche in the industry, I was really, really grateful for the overview in each of the departments that I got and the understanding now of what I'm asking for my team. So understanding exactly what that person is doing, the work that that person needs to do, and being able to appreciate that. I think that's just one of the most beneficial things I was taught while I was there. It was a really good sort of foundation and base and that I could then take into the industry and then build on from there. For production, they do touch a little bit less in regards to walking you through some of the planning. But quite a lot of that is stuff that you sort of learn as you go along.
Okay, so kind of what tips would you say if someone was 17, 18 and wanted to get into your line of work? What kind of tips would you give them?
I would definitely recommend trying to reach out and try to get involved in the animation industry as much as possible. Quite a lot of companies will do maybe a work experience week. I did one or two myself during school. I just asked if there was ever sort of a time that was convenient, whether I could go in and be able to experience the industry from the inside. There's also a number of different groups. So I found the life drawing group actually in Trinity College was great. You end up meeting a lot of people in the industry once you start to get yourself involved in different sort of extra courses or different like events that are happening around the place. So just having an eye out for anything like that. They were just really great experiences. Just be able to see firsthand, speak with people who are doing what you want to do every day.
Alan, that is such really good advice. One other thing I'd love to talk to you about is you said you had your kind of mind made up, or the kind of, you had a one track mind about animation. What was it like to kind of meet people of a similar mindset when you got to college?
It really was amazing, because I was a little bit of the odd fish in school in Monaghan. There wasn't that many people who were very much into animation at the time. So being able to go and have 30 other like-minded people who were also as driven and as passionate about what I was passionate about, like, that was just a really incredible experience.
And I don't think you could have said anything better for our listeners today. I'd love to thank you for agreeing to do this. And if you have any projects you'd like people to be aware of, feel free to say.
Ooh, everything's under NDA at the moment, I'm afraid.
Absolutely. I understand.
Sorry.
Ellen, thank you so much for agreeing to do this. And
thank you so much for having me, Joseph.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to the Talk to Joe Guidance podcast. If you have any questions, follow me on Farley Career Guidance on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I hope you found the content valuable, and have a good day.